Welcome. That's not
Stop
a camera.
Actually doing that.
They're all closed but this one. Why do we even, why do we even have those
I
two now?
I actually put the left the, well, cuz I'm too lazy to move them. But I left
Let's get Gary in here.
I left the things on so that now you don't look at one going, "Why isn't this recording?" You look at one and go, "Oh, I'm an idiot. There's a camera thing on that. I'm going to look to this other one."
Yeah, and that is the intro to comics.
It's sponsored by Honey. Join honey.com/RNBE. That was more rehearsal.
Yeah, this is a Comics Experiment, the show where me, Dan, and Andy sit down once a week, talk about something related to the Hot Topic stuff, and then look at goofy stuff in the world of comic books. I'm learning that this is the only remaining camera we have left. We are slowly disassembling into oblivion with no one left on the staff.
Next time you're going to see it recorded on one of those Game Boy Color, like, cartridge
That'd
cameras.
Be sweet.
Yeah.
No, you're a cardboard cutout of Andy. We let Andy go.
Can cardboard cutout still get his paycheck?
Yeah.
Sweet.
Then yeah, I'll even use my own money to make the cardboard cutout.
Just set
Then I just
up.
Sit at home,
just put some
a
voice box on it though, so that we can click it and it just goes.
I'll call
legitimately.
In. No, I'll just call in.
You'll call.
Yeah, yeah.
So yeah, guys, this is the show that we air every Thursday at twitch.tv/comicstorian. Not twatch.tv, twitch.tv.
No, it's twatch.tv.
Twatch.tv?
Actually,
Inside joke if you check our Instagram.
I'm gonna change it to twatch.com.
Twatch.com.
No, it's completely wrong.
Andy misspelled Twitch on our Instagram. Anyway, yeah, this is the show that we air every Thursday at twitch.tv/comicstorian. We sit around talking about some hot topic thing. Today we're going to be talking about Spider-Man in video games, the supposed exclusivity / Sony owning Spider-Man, how that's not true, our opinions on it, the whole nine yards. Then we're going to look at some of the goofiest appearances that Spider-Man has made in video games.
Indeed.
I have a list pulled up of every appearance that he has ever made in video games.
Was he in Tony Hawk?
He's in Tony Hawk.
Yeah, oh, yeah,
perfect.
Yeah,
that's all. There's
oh
some
my
goofy.
God, that is a crazy long list.
Yeah, of everything he's ever been in.
He was in Destiny 2.
Is he?
You know, I would not be surprised if they put him in the background
Halo.
Somewhere.
Halo, that should have been called.
But today's episode is brought to you by one of our sponsors who pays for this highly professional show.
Incredibly so. It is Honey, where you can join Honey for free at honey.com/RNBE. Actually, I'm pretty sure it's joinhoney.com/RNBE. I said, you got me confused in my head. It is joinhoney.com/RNBE. Get Honey for free. We do actually use it. That's why I'm surprised I actually got it wrong. Yes, we use this.
I was like, I haven't installed it in my browser.
Yeah, I used it the other day.
Oh, my Lord.
Oh, my goodness. But they are a fantastic sponsor. We'll tell you more about them in the middle of today's show. joinhoney.com/RNBE.
All right, well, 2 minutes of the most disastrous intro ever.
Yeah.
For those of you people who always skip the intro because you're used to it, you might want to watch this one. Anyway.
They probably tried to skip it and went, they're still going?
20 minutes?
Wait, the whole show was an intro?
Yeah, yeah.
That'd be awesome.
So yeah. The three of us are big video game fans. We each have our own opinions on, you don't ever play video games? No.
Never at all.
Actually, when Andy leaves here, it goes back to his Amish community.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Me and Jebediah are putting up a barn today. What's the problem?
I'm just picturing Andy leaving here, throwing the hat on.
Immediately put the hat on. Suspenders, black pants, white shirt.
All right, Andy, we'll see you Monday.
I put back on my mutton chops. And I go pit up a bar with Jebediah and Ezekiel. What's the problem here?
You know what the worst part about all that is? The street that we just got property on? Is Jedediah.
Is it really?
Yes.
Oh, I know where that is now. Huh? I do know where that is now.
So anyway, we all play video games. Oh, the new Avengers game is coming out. We're going to be playing it. Dan and I will be playing the beta of it this weekend on our various channels.
Indeed.
My personal channel is twatch.tv/comicstoriangaming.
And mine's justin.tv/silu91.
CYL. I'll give those links down below.
Justin?
That's what Twitch was before it got bought.
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that, actually.
Yeah. Yeah. And for fun fact, at the time of this video going live, Dan and I are both live playing it right this second.
That blows
are
my
we?
Freaking mind.
We're talking
mind.
About the future. Yeah.
I'm not sure. Am I doing it Saturday? We don't know. Maybe.
Oh, yeah. This will go live Saturday. Yeah. I'm live.
Yes, I was live yesterday. So if you're a time traveler and you're watching this, go back a day and watch me stream.
Or just,
and then go to the present.
Just
and
go
say,
on to twatch.tv and look at the like old stream.
That too.
Or that too.
Yeah.
I mean, you don't
I
have
guess
to
that
time
works.
So anyway, Avengers is dropping and it was officially announced by Sony. Mm-hmm. And Crystal Dynamics confirmed it and everything. Spider-Man is an exclusive character to the PlayStation version. Mm-hmm. I can't talk today.
PlayStation.
No. PlayStation version.
You sound like the intro. PlayStation. Ding. It's like the intro.
We're all in rare form today.
What did you put in my water?
First of all, I'm good. I'm just listening to you two idiots.
So anyway. He's exclusive to the PlayStation version of the game. He will be free DLC. Mm-hmm. PlayStation will also get free challenges, free mm-hmm. daily missions, free additional story segments to go with Spider-Man. Basically,
it'd be funny if you just had to play Spider-Man in like somebody else's story.
And here's some more Kamala Khan storyline. Yeah,
but it's Spider-Man. And instead of stretching your arm, you're just slinging webs. And that'd be awesome.
But yeah, no. So basically, PlayStation's making it the premier system to play Avengers on.
They haven't announced any other exclusive characters for different games.
No, and no, everyone doesn't think they're going to be, because why wouldn't you have just not? Here's the
why exclusive. You do it all at one.
Yeah. Here's the exclusive thing. So,
I would wait. If the other ones announce exclusive ones, you wait until the Spider-Man dies down and then come to the rescue.
Well, this has made an entire argument over. My favorite argument against this is people. So late, I know you don't follow the gaming community as a whole. You just play your games, have fun, and don't care what anyone says. Lately, people have been throwing around the term anti-consumer like it's freaking candy.
Sure.
You know, it's almost like how when politics were getting much bigger, everyone threw around Nazi as a big thing. You know, like, everyone's a Nazi. Well, now everything is anti-consumer. Okay. Normally, when people argue with me against that, I'm like, it's not anti-consumer. They're like, well, I want to play them an Xbox, so that makes it anti-consumer.
I'm a consumer. I don't have a PlayStation 4, therefore it's anti-consumer.
And that's exactly
it. I'm a consumer. I've got an aunt, so she's anti-consumer.
That was terrible. That was really bad.
I said it and I realized it was terrible halfway through. But yeah, I had to commit.
Yeah, no, I'm no quitter.
So that's argument number one. A lot of misinformed people. I made an entire video on it. And my overall opinion on the whole thing is, it's no different than Call of Duty being early on 360. I know you and I played it there. It's no different than Destiny getting a year advanced guns and dungeons and stuff like that. It's no different than there being additional DLC to other games or other additional cars or whatever. The difference is that this is Spider-Man. Yes. And I understand the anger.
I was going to say, even just systems alone have exclusive games. There's a whole Spider-Man game on PlayStation.
Yeah. I understand the argument, though, because Spider-Man is such a worldwide...
Sure.
He's less of a Sony owns him and more of a... He's the world's character kind of. Like, people would be upset if Batman was only on one system. Injustice came out. You can only be Batman if you play Xbox, you know?
We have a placeholder character in the main story. If you don't have an Xbox,
it's Midnighter.
That'd be sweet. That'd be awesome. I'd be like, hell yeah.
Midnighter's in everything else.
I really like Midnighter. He's a great character.
You know, it's actually kind of funny that they're mad about an exclusive character that's not entirely important, but I don't remember anyone being mad about an entire game only being available on the system.
No, there was. There was a huge uproar about that.
Oh, really? I don't remember nearly as much as this stuff.
So I don't everyone's freaking out about it. And everyone, in technical terminology, the anti-consumer one I like to bring up because a lot of people like to argue that it is anti-consumer. Anti-consumer means that the business is taking the interests of the business over the consumer.
Right.
That does not mean everything the consumer is unhappy with is anti-consumer.
Yes, it does.
Because that would be everything that costs money.
No.
Yeah, how dare you make me pay for my games,
you sons of bitches. I don't have $60, anti-consumer.
Anti-consumer in a traditional sense implies something that is not favorable to the consumer. Something along those lines would be, Andy, if you want to be Spider-Man, you need to buy loot boxes and it's going to
and
cost
you.
You might get Spider-Man. So it's going to cost you $500 to $500 depending on your luck. While that is an entire gameplay mechanic known as gacha in Japan, and Dan and I are horribly addicted to some games that do it.
Way too much.
I don't pay any more any period. I just wait for them to give me free people. But... What are you rolling eyes at? It's totally been working so far, but no, I don't have the Dragon Girl. But anyway,
I still don't know what they're talking about.
Anybody who plays Epic 7 knows. Anyway,
yeah, yes, they do.
Anyway, what I'm saying is, anti-consumer is things that are inherently actually bad for the consumer. Things like the new Star Wars Battlefront came out, Andy, and you can either pay $100 for Darth Vader or play 90 hours. Your call.
I mean, isn't that how it was?
That's anti-consumer, though. That, like, when the option is only pretty much buy your character. Yeah.
It was you can play 90 hours. You're going to hate it because a bunch of other people bought it.
The problem with Spider-Man, though, is he's no different than any other DLC. They're not charging for it.
Right.
And then I love the counter argument. Well, then the inferior version is on Xbox and PC. Yes, but they've done that for years. The inferior version of Destiny was PC and Xbox. The inferior version of Call of Duty was PlayStation and PC. Like, the whatever one isn't getting bonus content for your game is the inferior version.
They should make an inferior Spider-Man comic. It'd be sweet.
Superior Spider-Man versus inferior
Spider-Man.
What would inferior Spider-Man be?
I don't know.
It's a failed Doc Ock clone.
It's like a new teenager that got spider powers, but he just sucks at it. The inferior Spider-Man.
So yeah, I mean, what is your guys' overall opinion? I did a whole video on my general take on this whole environment, what's happening with the whole thing.
Right.
What is your guys' opinion on it?
I think it's, honestly, I think it's fine. I think it's one of those ones in terms of like one console getting something that the other ones don't. Like you said, it happens all the time. Like, okay, cool. You're mad because it's something that's really, really big that you really enjoy. And it's like, That doesn't entirely matter. No. Everyone loved Spider-Man and the X-Men, but Sony had the movie rights for it, and we couldn't get like
Fox had the X-Men. But I get what you're saying.
You know what I'm saying.
Like, I'm just correcting you now before someone in the comments goes, "You English bastard."
Yes, Sony has X-Men and Fox has Spider-Man. Don't worry, I got you guys.
it's true.
No,
it's true.
I think it's just that's
your
the
Universal
way things go.
Spider-Man.
Universal?
Yeah.
Sony's got the Hulk.
That's what it is.
That's what it is.
That's entirely. And the Winter Soldier actually belongs to CBS.
I thought it was Russia. I thought they owned the Winter Soldier. Oh, I guess I've been wrong this whole time.
No, it was actually CBS. They didn't freeze him to make a show.
Russia, CBS. Oh, okay, same thing.
Weird thing is, they don't use him as a Winter Soldier. They put him in teen dramas. It's just he's just a guy with long hair.
Yeah,
I'd watch those.
It's like
a teen drama, and then a Russian assassin shows up and kills everyone.
But they never comment who he is, and he just has the robotic arm.
That's how they do all finales. If a show is getting canceled.
And they never cut his hair, so it's just longer each season. No, I think it's just a normal way that things go. It's just a classic, this is why you would want to buy our console over other consoles.
Yeah.
Like, that's what different systems do. And I think one of the one things that makes it harder is the fact that Xbox and PC have blurred the lines of exclusivity, because there are things that would be technically Xbox exclusive.
But now they're on PC,
but you can
too.
play them on PC as well. And so it started to blur the line a little bit. But at the end of the day, no, consoles get exclusive stuff all the time. That's just the nature of things. It makes you want to play as Spider-Man, so it's working. It makes you want to buy a PlayStation so you can play as Spider-Man. And then when you enjoy that, you can play the Spider-Man game.
I want to get Andy's opinion on it, because Andy actually doesn't like looter shooters. So you'll probably play Avengers for the story, and then that's that.
And guess what? I have a PS4. I'll probably play as Spider-Man.
We're going to all play Spider-Man.
Just all Spider-Man. Alternate costumes.
Exactly.
It's like a Spider-Verse.
Exactly.
It's perfect.
We're just doing Spider-Verse.
Yeah, we're just doing Spider-Verse at that point. Yeah, I mean, I'll play the game when it comes out. I'll probably do the main story mode and whatever DLC story modes come out, but that'll be about it. I'm not going to do all the whole farming for XP and different gear and stuff. I could care less about that crap. But, I mean, in terms of this, I mean, yeah, kind of like you said, I mean, there are exclusives all over the place. I mean, there's an exclusive Spider-Man game. Xbox has exclusive Halo. Like, you know, people don't bitch about that. I think people these days just like to bitch about stuff. And then use, in terms of like it's anti-consumer. People love using what they think a term is used for, and it's not. That's just the world we live in now.
Well, because my argument against this is anti-consumer is if the free DLC,
it's anti-some consumer.
Well, it's anti non-PlayStation consumer.
Yeah. It's anti-consumer-ish.
Well, anti-consumer for like a year or two before they go, all right, now the other ones can have it, because that's always happened.
My biggest argument against the argument of it being anti-consumer is if your argument is the free DLC, remove the title of Spider-Man.
True.
Remove what it is.
Yeah.
The free Sony DLC is anti-consumer, then you're arguing against all console exclusives.
Yeah. Yes. Well, exactly, and that's not anti-consumer.
When you remove the title Spider-Man from it, like if I were to come at you and just say PlayStation's version of Avengers is going to get free DLC that no other console will get, there would be far less of an uproar than me going Spider-Man is exclusive to, You know,
yeah.
The biggest problem I see with this, and I actually got it from a Forbes article, and I mentioned it in my other video, mm-hmm. so I wanted to get your guys' take on this real quick. The only problem, the actual problem I see with this is that we will never get Spider-Man anywhere else. He will be regulated to his own solo stuff.
Yes, that is true.
Because he can't be in anything else.
Right, because they couldn't put him in everything else because he's exclusive.
Yeah.
Potentially agree and disagree, though, because if it goes along the lines of past PlayStation exclusives, they usually do it for, usually it's about a year. They have a year before it goes to other platforms. Because I don't know if they've said this is never going to other platforms.
They have.
They did say that.
So I mean, what I think is going
Sony on, is owned, or yeah. the rights to Spider-Man is owned by Sony.
What this tells me, no, yeah, so that's part of where we're going to go with the weird games. They don't actually own the game rights to them.
Oh, okay. I thought they did.
Okay. They're paying a buco bucks to get the game rights to them right now. That's what's going on. But they don't own them in its entirety.
Oh, I thought that's why they had the exclusive on.
No, because he's in the Lego games, which are on everything.
Yeah. Oh, that's
and he's
true.
In various
yeah,
other
yeah.
things.
Yeah, okay.
They are paying buco bucks to get Spider-Man as... So what I think Sony's doing is Sony... Because if you looked at Sony Pictures, they almost had to sell Sony Pictures.
Yeah.
Spider-Man keeps that studio afloat.
Mm. Yep.
And I got a feeling with Spider-Man being the largest selling game on Sony console, I think it's also the biggest selling exclusive game period now. Mm-hmm. They're trying to make it so that when you see Spider-Man, you think Sony and PlayStation.
Mm.
You see him in a movie, Sony. You see him on a video game, PlayStation. So they're probably paying millions upon maybe billions of dollars to make sure that whatever Spider-Man is in, it is on PlayStation.
Because I was going to say, like, the fact that it's a live service game, if it was a timed exclusive, just means, okay, on one of the patches in the future, everyone's going to get it, and now he's a part of this main story where Spider-Man's actually going to try and join the Avengers, and now it's a part of the main story because it is going to be a live service game. Like, it is going to be the looter shooter that's probably going to get updates and patches, more DLC along the way, and maybe a year down the road, they'll go, okay, we were kidding. We're going to give it to everyone else because we can save money, and it worked.
Yeah,
people bought our console.
They might do that, but I also feel that part of the problem with this whole thing is like not a problem, but everyone complaining. I have the same thing you said. He's like,
complains about everything.
He's in his own game though.
Yeah.
The Avengers is about the Avengers. You know what? In all honesty, everyone's like, I want Spider-Man. I didn't want Spider-Man. Mm-mm. I wanted to see Agent Venom.
There's the exclusive I need.
I would have even liked to see Captain Marvel. I would anybody else Ghost Rider. But what I'm saying, the amount of Marvel superheroes that we could have gotten instead and will still get, that's who I'm interested in.
Yeah.
I had a whole game where I spent like 35 something hours as Spider-Man.
Yeah.
It was cool, but now I get to be Iron Man, and now I get to be the Hulk, and now I get to be all these different characters. So
Honestly,
I really hope that they bring in obscure characters down the line, because that was actually something. I played the Lego Marvel Superheroes game. Freaking loved that one.
Yeah.
And I liked it because you could play all these obscure heroes that then made you enjoy these obscure heroes. And Avengers would be a great game, because imagine if they did add Moon Knight.
That'd be sweet.
It would just, like, they could use that as just a full advertiser for comics as well, of just... Okay, we're trying to do Absolute Carnage. We're adding Carnage and Venom to the game. You play as Venom, and you have to play against Carnage. Like,
great example of that is we all played Marvel Ultimate Alliance, and as much as we all kind of got burned out trying to do the whole game in one sitting, great idea for revenue, bad idea for our brains.
I am Venom.
But when we played that, and we had Elsa Bloodstone,
Yeah.
I actually got more actually interested in Elsa Bloodstone. Yeah. Like I knew of Elsa.
Right.
I never bothered doing anything. Like, and then she showed up in Deadpool, and I was just about
to say, like, because she was in that game, I really enjoyed when she showed up in Deadpool because I actually knew about her.
Yeah.
Like, I don't understand the everyone freaking out. And then I also love the comment of, well, I was barely interested in Avengers, and now I'm not interested at all.
Yeah, because I didn't get to play Spider-Man.
Oh, no. You weren't interested to begin with, and now you're less interested?
I was barely interested.
That's what I mean. Like,
and that is going to really upset Square Enix. Because they take into account my personal feelings.
Well, yeah.
My favorite comment that came out of all of this is EA level of fuckery.
Dylan's
going to have to censor that word. Yes. But
have you ever actually seen EA?
Actually, when you go to the building, it's just an E. You got to pay to see
You
got to
pay extra for the A. Yeah.
I don't remember if it's exactly how it is, but I remember hearing on FIFA. In FIFA, they made you buy packs of players to put on your team.
Nothing is to the level of EA.
You had to pay $100 to be Vader.
To the level of old EA.
You had to pay $100 to be Vader.
I know. Nothing is the level of EA.
So I find this whole argument, because like when they announced Spider-Man and it was going to be exclusive, I was kind of like, cool, right. I'll play him on PS4, but it's an Avengers game. I'm excited about the other Avengers.
I'm going to be Thor.
Thor is cool. Oh, yeah. The embargo's off as of when, even now, Wednesday I can talk about it. So yesterday.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I've been playing it for like the last week, guys.
Is Thor in it?
I thought you Here's a be, weird I thought, flex.
You couldn't be Thor.
He has a. He's in the tutorial segment.
Oh, okay.
You just can't use him in the rest of it.
Gotcha.
Yeah. You like that just out of the blue flex?
It's like, by the way, I get all these games for free. Yeah,
Square Enix sent it to me so I can make videos. The videos are all going live tomorrow. If you go to our Patreon, you'll probably see them today.
Yes. Thank you, Square Enix.
But yeah, I've been playing it last week.
It's legitimate.
Like, I was excited playing as Iron Man. That was my most excitement because... Yeah. I know, and you were like, no, that's garbage.
It's like my least favorite Avenger, honestly.
Black Widow was a lot of fun. Had a blast with her. She was great.
Captain Marvel? She's my least favorite.
I guess, yeah, technically.
But yeah, what I'm getting at is I don't understand the level of upsetness. Like, if you just wanted to play a Spider-Man, go play Spider-Man.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, well, they can't. They don't have a PS4. That's the problem. I feel like you're not listening to the argument. Listen, if you want to play Spider-Man, go out, buy a PS4. Buy the PS4 exclusive Spider-Man game and stop whining about it.
So,
but at that point, then you could also play Spider-Man in the Avengers, so you shouldn't really whine anyway.
Andy's secretly a lawyer, so you can tell me if I'm wrong or not.
Okay.
They're asking, because we're talking about anti-consumer, is this anti-consumer and stuff like that, and how do we feel about the whole incident?
Yes.
Another another issue.
Legally speaking, I plead the fifth.
Another issue just came up, and I don't think this is even actually anti-consumer. They just announced Pikmin 3 Deluxe. And once they announced it, Nintendo removed it from the Wii U store.
Okay.
Now, it was $20
there.
The
Wii U store?
The Wii U store, not Switch, Wii U store.
Okay.
Because that's actually different than the Switch store.
Yeah.
It's they don't have the
same
it's so old that I was surprised they even have the store.
Honestly. It was removed from the Wii U store for $20 and then put on the Switch store for $60 with all the DLC.
Right.
Everyone's saying that is anti-consumer. Then Nintendo's on the floor. I don't even think that technically is, because they're not taking away your old game. If you bought it.
Yeah, if they removed it from their library, that would be anti-consumer.
Yeah, if they took it away
giving
from
you. The option to purchase the game at its lower state, taking that away is not technically anti-consumer,
no.
To my knowledge.
No, as far as we know, that isn't, because that's what that's good for the company, but like anything that the company might do to entice sales elsewhere, people think is anti-consumer.
Right. Yeah.
Basically, Nintendo looked at it and went, "Who's still buying it on Wii U? Just take it off."
Exactly.
Does anybody still have one of these things?
Well, exactly.
Because what they didn't want to do is launch that trailer, and sales of the Wii U version of Pikmin 3 spike.
Yeah. Right. Which that's not anti-consumer.
No, they took your game away and disabled discs. Yeah. Yes, that would be problematic. Yeah,
if you were unable to play the game you had already purchased, that would be anti-consumer.
But if you just buy it, if you just can't buy it anymore,
That's just basically like, let's say it's a movie company and they come out with the director's cut of whatever movie. I don't know. Let's say there's a director's cut of Endgame, right? So they stop making the original DVD of Endgame or Blu-ray or whatever.
Right.
That's not anti-consumer.
And that's exactly
if they were like, somehow failed out.
By the way, anyone that's bought it, you have to sell it back
to us.
Yeah,
so I was going to say, now if they had like goons showing up at your house and taking your old DVDs, that's anti-consumer.
That's a problem, because that's the benefits of the company to force you into it. They're just limiting you from buying that cheaper version at this point, because they're upgrading it for the Switch.
At the end of the day, it's a very old system. Nintendo is already like the nicest of the developers
of old
to
stuff,
actually
yeah.
do older systems. The Switch has been out for how long now? At least like 1 or 2 years.
I think 3 now.
Exactly. So it's like, if you're getting mad about a console that has not really been relevant in a long, long time, you're probably getting mad at the wrong things. And you got to remember as well, Nintendo's different consoles are very different and require very different programming to make it work on a singular screen versus a screen and a touchpad.
Yeah.
Like, it actually does...
My biggest argument against that is everyone's crying about it, basically being like, they removed it. Who complaining about it was going to be buying it the next day?
Yeah.
Who?
I was literally about to buy it.
And they took it
away.
I
was waiting for my next paycheck.
To buy the $20 Pikmin 3.
To buy the $20 Pikmin. I made some bad financial choices last month.
You mean for the last like five years of your life in the Wii U?
it's the just, first financial
I think
problem
I think what it boils down
you.
To with both of these arguments,
right,
anti-consumer or not, doesn't even matter at this point. Mm-hmm. It's happening. The argument with Spider-Man in general is just people complaining because they want to complain, like Andy said. I feel the same way with
it's
the Nintendo
complaining
thing.
Culture.
Yeah. It's the same thing with the Nintendo thing. If you were the guy that was going to buy the Wii U copy and they pulled it away from you.
Why do you have a Wii U?
why did you wait this long to play Pikmin 3?
Yeah, seriously.
But if you were that guy and you intended on buying Wii U, then you of all people have the ground to at least be upset by this.
Right. Sure.
But everyone else, you're just complaining. Oh. yeah. Thank you. Shut the hell up. And if you're looking for Pikmin 3 and you want to get a great deal on it, and you want to get a great deal on the physical copy since the Switch one isn't out, what would be a great way to figure that out, Dan?
I really hope they have a deal. You open a portal thanks to Join.
What is with this episode?
Rewind. Honey could help you out with that. Let's open a portal to Honey.
You better leave all of that in,
Please
Dylan.
Don't, Dylan. Please don't.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Honey. Honey is a free browser extension that is designed to save you money. Honey automatically scours the internet for promo codes and applies the best ones it finds to your cart to save you money. Honey supports over 30,000 stores online, ranging from tech and gaming products to popular fashion brands and even food delivery. Honey has helped over 17 million members save more than $2 billion. Just click the Apply Coupons button on the extension at checkout and the savings roll in. I've been using Honey every time I order on DoorDash and I save money every time. In fact, I saved $5 on my last Wendy's order, getting me those extra nuggets essentially for free. If you don't already have Honey, you could be straight up missing out on free savings. It's literally free and installs in a few seconds. And after getting it, you're doing yourself a solid in supporting this podcast. Get Honey for free at joinhoney.com/RNBE. That's joinhoney.com/RNBE.
And we close the portal.
Leave all
Thanks,
of that
honey.
In. Good job, darling. All right, so let's look at some of the weirder games, because I find the funniest thing about this is Spider-Man's exclusive to Sony. He's not. Everyone assumes that. I am so tired of the Sony, Disney, Marvel, Fox, and everyone telling me who owns what and what these deals are. About deals that have never been made public.
No, I have all of the behind. Now I'm doing you. The behind the scenes information.
My Every one of our videos we've done.
What was that guy who leaked something about Star Wars? It was like Doomcock. That's me. Obviously, based upon my handle,
Doomcock.
I am entirely reputable.
But I'm so tired. Every video we've made talking about these deals, I always open it up with, so no one actually knows.
I know. I swear nobody listens.
This is like when we were kids and every kid's uncle worked for Nintendo.
Yeah.
Like that's
My
exactly
uncle works
what
for Nintendo.
Kind of
he knows that Mario Brothers 5 is coming out.
First of all, I just had lunch with Bob Sony, Steve Disney, Robert CBS.
I'm just so tired of I read in this article that heard from this guy, that heard from this other article, that heard from this guy, that Sony owns the rights to Spider-Man games.
Yes. I'll tell you, I will ask Bob Sony tomorrow when I see him for golf.
Yeah, I saw it. I can quote the Onion article where I read all of this.
The Onion article, yeah.
Reddit.
So we're going to look at some of the funniest appearances that Spider-Man has ever had in video games. Okay. I've got a list.
That could
from
be a
Wiki.
Different thing. That could just be like the goofy way he looked in the video right. game. Like the pixels are off somehow. I don't know.
So we're going to start, Randy, with one of your favorites. Spider-Man Cartoon Maker, made in 1995 by Knowledge Adventure.
I didn't even know that was a thing.
It's a software. You're not going to know a lot of these are a thing.
That's fair.
It's a software package that allowed the user to create films utilizing an archive of backdrops, animations, and props from the Spider-Man animated series. The game featured the voice of Christopher Daniel Barnes, who played Spider-Man.
That's actually pretty cool.
I want this.
I would play that game.
I kind of want to see what it looked like.
I'm going to make my own Spider-Man cartoons.
I'm going to look up screenshots while you...
That would be sweet.
What is it?
Spider-Man Cartoon Maker.
I would play the hell out of that.
I know. That sounds amazing. Capcom versus Spider-Man. I mean, Marvel versus Capcom games.
Yeah. Capcom versus Spider-Man. It's just Ryu and Ken beating the crap out of Peter Parker.
Okay, that's actually pretty cool.
Yeah, I mean, that's cool.
Like, you actually have... Yeah. You make the old cartoon. That's cool. Awesome. Yeah, I kind of want this game now. Someone remaster it.
Remaster that.
But game. I want it only on the PlayStation.
God damn it.
It's a PlayStation exclusive.
I don't care about the other consumers. I would say I am anti-consumer.
I mean, I don't think you know what anti-consumers
is. No, I'm anti-consumer.
Not anti-consumer. You're anti-consumers.
Yeah. Multiples.
Here's a classic. See if you guys remember this one. Marvel Nemesis, The Rise of the
Imperfects. I do remember that one. God, that game sucked.
Andy, would you like to explain what the Imperfects are to Dan?
Yeah, explain this to me.
It was, I forget what they were supposed to be, but basically it was like evil clones of all of the, not clones, but like they had all the powers of the Marvel heroes. And it was a fighting game, and it was god awful. Yeah. I don't remember what they, it was like some sort of like, Black Ooze or something. I don't remember.
It was like, for some reason, they didn't want to use the Inhumans or the X-Men.
Yeah.
But it was like another group of them.
But you had like Wolverine in there because you had Wolverine.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, it was a fighting game.
Yeah, it was a fighting game, yeah. But you had Spider-Man. Yeah, it was awful. It was an awful game.
I'm going to say right now, if Xbox doesn't get Wolverine as their exclusive and use his claws for their Xbox, that's just a
honestly,
waste of
Honestly, I don't see why not. Yeah.
I'm trying to see if they
explain like
what
lame
the
X-Men that should get.
The Imperfects
like
were
Cyclops,
Brigade, Fault Zone, Hazmat, Johnny Ohm, Niles Van Roekel, Paragon, Solara, and Wink.
They all had different powers based off of the actual Marvel characters from the game. Yeah, it was not
apparently
good.
Hulk and Punisher were non-playable.
Sure, that makes sense.
They were just in the background cheering you on.
But don't worry, you got Elektra.
Oh, yeah, I forgot she was in that game.
It was Daredevil, Elektra, Iron Man, Spider-Man, Thing, Wolverine, Captain America, Doctor Doom, Human Torch, Magneto, Storm, and Venom.
It was
such
a weird lineup.
Yeah.
It was not a good game.
But Spider-Man was in that. He was in that.
Interesting.
Marvel Ultimate Alliance, well known for, you know... And then we had Battle for New York.
I thought this was supposed to be like the weird games.
I've got it's a whole list of every game. Oh, yeah. I'm finding the weird ones list. Okay. Yeah. Just like the Stern Pinball developed a Spider-Man pinball machine that encompassed all three Spider-Man theatrical releases.
I think actually there's one of those in our pinball arcade in
it's
Loveland.
A Spider-Man trilogy one?
Yeah. I think I played on it.
I'm trying to get more current with them because some of these older ones like the Cartoon Maker and like those are old.
Right.
You know? Spider-Man is... guys, this is even the first time they've done a Spider-Man exclusive DLC. He's in Little Big Planet.
I was going to say, what the hell?
As a Spider-Man exclusive DLC.
I didn't know that.
It was called the Marvel Costume Kit 2.
I always played as Kratos.
I did too.
Sackboy Kratos. He's just an angry little Sackboy.
We need a new one so he can just go boy on the time.
Boy. More recent ones. He's in Contest of Champions. He's in Puzzle Quest. Neither of those are on Sony. Spider-Man Unlimited is a mobile endless running game. I remember that. I played it. I think I was Miles.
You always play mobile games.
What? That's true.
It was like Temple Runner.
Yeah.
But it was Spider-Man.
I think I actually remember playing that too.
Shouldn't he be swinging? Why is he running?
That's what it was. It was like you'd run
he
on the rooftops.
He ran out of fluid. He's got to run
you,
to get
you would
the
have
fluid.
A limited number of fluids, so you'd run on rooftops. And but
I mean, we've all got a limited number of fluid. What?
We do.
They've gotten more spares. So games that have recently come out that he's not locked on. Lego Marvel Heroes, Marvel vs. Capcom Infinite, Marvel Avengers Academy, Marvel Avengers Alliance 2, Marvel Future Fight, Marvel Mighty Heroes, Disney Infinity Marvel Superheroes. He was on everything there.
You know, it's a good thing in all of these, they make sure to say Marvel Spider-Man.
I know.
That way you want to make sure you understood.
Yeah,
oh, this isn't DC's?
That's sideways.
Sideways.
I'm going all the way back up to the early 90s to get the weird ones, though.
Can I be Arachnite? That's who I want to be in my PS4 exclusive. Arachnite.
I don't know what this is, but it was on the Amiga and the Atari. It was the Amazing Spider-Man and Captain America in Doctor Doom's Revenge. It's got an exclamation point on it.
Oh, my God. I love that title. It's so short and easy to search. The Amazing Spider-Man and Captain America and Doctor Doom's Revenge.
It was a 2D adventure.
They were big on their snappy titles back then.
It was arcade fighting single player.
Well, why is it Spider-Man and Captain America then? I feel like you're going to have a single player do one character.
There's also Quest Probe.
You know, fun fact, don't put probe in your title unless it's alien related.
Quest Probe.
And even then, yeah.
Quest Probe is a trilogy of graphical adventure video games featuring Marvel characters.
Who were trying to probe things?
There was Quest Probe featuring Hulk, Quest Probe featuring Spider-Man, and Quest Probe featuring the Human Torch and Thing.
Not a single woman
I
in
do
quest
not
probing.
Want to Quest Probe the Thing.
Do you want to Quest Probe things, Dan? You know what, for now on, hey, you mind if I come by your house later? I got to Quest Probe a couple things.
I don't want to know what the other things are. Like, I understand at least some of them.
Oh my god!
What couple is he talking about? Yeah.
He was in Punisher: The Ultimate Payback.
I mean, to be fair, if it's the Punisher, you can't say the title any other way.
No. Oh, and, you have to say it like Macho Man.
Adding
Randy
to our
Savage.
Sam to a Slim Jim.
It was actually a skin. You walked around as Spider-Man with a bunch of guns.
With guns. I would play that. Yeah, Spider Punisher.
There was also, to add to our short titling, The Amazing Spider-Man 3, Invasion of the Spider Slayers. A nice and short title, you know?
I like it.
Oh my god.
The problem is most of these...
What were the first two, though?
What do you mean? Where?
I'm so lost.
It was the Amazing Spider-Man 3 Invasion of the Spider-Spiders.
Yeah. Oh, I know. There's an Amazing Spider-Man 2.
Spider-Spiders.
I can't see what it
okay,
was.
Okay, so there's Amazing Spider-Man 2, and then there's just Amazing Spider-Man. They didn't give him a title.
Oh.
There's no subtitle in the originals.
Well, how am I supposed to know it's in the trilogy? Come on, guys.
Because it says 3.
Yeah, but there's so many others that say 3.
Yeah, I mean, the rest of these are all just Spider-Man. It's kind of like when it's kind of like when you look back at the weird Zelda titles when they were like in the CDI and things like that. Yeah. There's a bunch of weird ones.
Oh my goodness.
Apparently there was a bunch of games on the SNES. There was Spider-Man and the X-Men and Arcade's Revenge.
Oh, I love that game.
Yeah, there was Spider-Man and Venom Maximum Carnage.
Awesome game.
Oh, I mean, one of the greatest ones
there's
ever.
There's a remake we need.
Yeah. The Amazing Spider-Man Lethal Foes. Venom and Spider-Man Separation Anxiety.
Yep, that was the sequel.
Spider-Man the Animated Series.
Yeah.
And
somebody needs to work on it. Sony exclusively. I don't give a crap. I got a PS4. Needs to make a Maximum Carnage remake. That would be awesome.
I'd play that.
And Agent Venom is playable.
I know. Thank you.
Yes.
And just, regular Venom. We'll just have them all.
Yeah, just give me an Agent Venom game where the intro is the scene where he sacrifices his legs to save his fellow soldier.
Mm, all right.
And then you
begin. That'll give you like some of the basics.
Agent okay, Venom. So in 2003, Sony Pictures released its own games. The game on wireless phones.
Was that one Sony exclusive?
No. No.
It wasn't.
Oddly enough, that was on the
phones.
Xbox phone.
Yeah.
The X-Phone.
Micro X-Phone. Games America has made games. Jax TV has made games. I don't even know what Jax TV is. It was an all-inclusive controller with an ATV input.
What? Brent?
It was like you buy a controller and the game's in it and you just plugged it in. Yeah, like an early version of the Switch. But the game was preloaded and you had Streets of the City, Spider Training, Venom's Vindication,
ooh,
alliteration.
Yeah.
Escape from the Sewers and Vulture's Venture.
Oh my God, the alliteration. Oh, so amazing.
Venom's
sorry,
Vindication
what?
While Vulture...
No, what is it? Vulture's Venture.
Vulture's
Bios
Vengeance. Verily Venom's Vindication.
Verily.
So yeah. And to top it all off, Spider-Man is a playable character in the Facebook game Marvel's Avengers Alliance Tactics.
You could only play it on Sony PCs.
Everybody knows that.
So what I'm getting at is he's definitely not exclusive. Yeah. Now, there is one thing I did hear that maybe him being exclusive to PlayStation was a part of the, he's now a part of, but he's not like, they don't technically have an exclusivity.
Right.
But they have like a first right to pass kind of a situation on content.
Right. Yeah, I guess so.
As a part of the
they
movie deal.
Dibs.
Yeah, they have dibs basically.
Like they were sitting in a room. So
they were like, all right, Sony was so like, Spider-Man, dibs. Oh, son of a bitch.
Captain Marvel. Anyone? Anyone?
You sure you don't want her on your version, Xbox? You want Captain Marvel on your version, Xbox?
We'll pay you.
We'll pay you to put her there.
Moon Knight? And everyone's like, who knows Moon Knight? Ah, screw it. Yeah, right here.
You know, hold on.
Sega Genesis is like, we can afford that.
Marvel's a Batman. Oh, we'll take that.
Do you want the, do you want schizophrenic Batman? Hell yeah, we want schizophrenic Batman.
So yeah, there we go. I guess that would be today's show. So it's closing thoughts in this whole
whatever
thing. Does it matter to you?
No.
Do you think it's
I have a PlayStation, so yeah. No.
Does it matter to you?
No, it's the classic, oh, everyone wants to complain and it's going to die down the next time something else happens.
Well, he doesn't even come out until 2021. It's not even like he's a launch character.
The world's going to end long before that.
You know, I know. Isn't Cthulhu due to show up in October?
At this point, who knows?
But like, he's not even coming out until 2021. Like, it's not even like he's a launch character.
How dare they make him exclusive to 2021? Those bastards.
Those Xbox should get Klaus from Umbrella Academy. That's their.
I would get an Xbox to play as Klaus.
Just out of the blue, Klaus shows up with Ben.
Yep, yep.
He walks out with his cult behind.
That'd be sweet.
But all right, Dan, what was today's sponsor?
It was Honey, where you can go to joinhoney.com/RNBE to get honey for free, and you can save money just like we do. Also, I believe it's G Fuel sponsored this, where you can use the code COMICS at checkout. Our Patreons also sponsor this with patreon.com/comicstorm, where for $2 you get access to early access content and a bunch of great podcasts.
Yep. And if you're watching us live, stick around. We're going to be doing our D&D game next. And if you're watching this on the YouTube side, I'm probably still live playing Avengers. Go check it out at twitch.tv/comicstorygaming. And you can check out the D&D game tomorrow
on twitch.com.